As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
To the class of 2021 and the family, friends, teachers, and neighbors who helped them along the way, congratulations, you did it. Graduation might look a little different this year, and it'll almost certainly feel different. But whether you're celebrating with a small in-person crew or gearing up for another virtual event, this is your moment. Which is why we're bringing you the commencement you deserve, full of wisdom to help you step into the real world and enter a brand new normal. Ready to get inspired? Put your hands together for one of this year's incredible commencement speakers, the one, the only, Joe Piazza.
Hello, graduates. Hi, how you feeling? I made up my mind this year to open all my conversations with, how are you feeling, instead of, how are you? Because frankly, we all deserve the chance to tell people that maybe we aren't fine, and that's okay. And I wanted to start this speech off by saying, I am so sorry that you had to have this dumpster fire of a year as your senior year. There's no way around it. It sucked, and you are the freaking best for dealing with it. But here's the silver lining. And let me tell you, there is always a silver lining, my young friends. Getting through this is going to make you stronger, more interesting, more capable, and just better at life. It's true. You will have a story for the ages. You will be adaptable in a world that is now always going to be a little bit strange. It is. The world's going to be weird from now on. So give yourselves a goddamn round of applause and say, hey, we can do hard fucking things. Now, let's get into a little bit of advice. The things that you should probably know as you move into this increasingly strange world. I do not know a lot, but I do know some things for being a human that's lived on the planet for the past 40 years. And there are definitely some things that I would have liked people to tell me when I graduated. I'm going to tell you a secret. I don't actually remember who gave the graduation speech at my college graduation. I was really hungover. But I do know that he, and it was definitely a he, it was some old white man, he wasn't very life-changing, or I would have paid a little bit of attention. So, here we go. First off, you look amazing right now. 10 years from today, you will pull up a picture of yourself in 2021 and be like, why the hell didn't I think I looked amazing back then? Don't feel that way in 10 years. I want you to write, you look amazing, on a post-it and put it on your fucking bathroom mirror right this second. You can do that because right now you're probably sitting alone in your house. And again, I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry that this is how you have to listen to graduation speeches. My second piece of advice, don't send naked pictures of yourself to people. Just don't do it. They're going to end up somewhere that you don't want them to end up. And we all know how that turns out. It's bad. Don't send naked pictures. It's just dumb at this point. Also, in the same vein, be very careful what you tweet. When I was a teenager, I thought about things like tattoos. I was like, oh my God, don't get a tattoo because tattoos are forever and one day you won't get hired for a big important job. Let me tell you, no employer gives a rat's ass about your tramp stamp. but they will read everything you have ever posted on every goddamn social media platform that you've been on since you were 12. And you've all been on since you were 12. I know that. Be careful what you tweet, TikTok, Gram, all the things. Be careful. Next up, speaking of things, do try all of the things. You might know what you want to be when you grow up, but you probably don't. You never really know, and that's okay. I started college as a biomedical engineering major. I don't even know what that means or what that does. I graduated as an econ major, went to grad school for journalism, and then again to graduate school for religious studies. And now I write books and make podcasts. You never know. So try all the things, say yes to all the opportunities, because you don't know what you're going to be good and incredible at or what you'll enjoy. So try it all. And now when you do get a job, any job you're going to take after this, be a kind, nice person. And at the end of the day, your loyalty should be to the people that you work with and not the corporations. In the past 20 years, I have worked at about a half dozen tech and media companies that do not fucking exist anymore. They just went poof, poof into the night. And a lot of white dudes made a lot of money when they went poof into the night, but whatever. They were good jobs. I learned a lot. But most importantly, I met wonderful people who have remained my friends and colleagues to this day. People who uplifted me and promoted me and have given me work. My very first intern is now the executive editor of a very fancy magazine, and I write things for her, and she pays me for them. And so that brings me to another point. Also, be a good boss to the people that work right under you. Teach them everything you know and don't treat them like shit, because one day they may be your boss and pay you to do things. The crux of that is just be a good person. Be nice. Don't be jealous. Help people. There's some other more personal advice that I wish people had told me. If you are a person in the world with ovaries and you want children, freeze your eggs. Freeze them. They're not going to get any younger. And I know too many people who have ovaries who wanted a family and waited, and now they're sad. They're sad and they feel like they didn't do all the things that they wanted to do. So plan ahead and it will give you the freedom to do whatever you want in your career and to wait for a partner who is good and wonderful and supportive and will help you continue to be incredible in your career. And while we're talking about partners, I'm going to bring up some advice that someone else told me, the magical writer, Catlin Moran. You should go out and read everything that she's ever written. Catlin told me, you marry your glass ceiling. Your partner is the one thing that can hold you back in life and your career. So choose wisely, my friends. Choose like you are Indiana Jones in the crypt, picking a chalice, and you are going to disappear into dust if you choose the wrong cup. Remember the guy who chose the wrong cup? I forget his name. But Indy didn't. Indy did not. No, choose a partner who wants you to shine. One who does the dishes without asking, and then one who doesn't make you feel all bad about it or like brags like, oh my God, I did the dishes. Choose a person who wants to be an equal partner and an equal human in the world with you. And now my favorite bit, and then I'm going to wrap this up because everyone wants a quick graduation speech. You don't want me to go on and on forever. No one is paying as much attention to you as you think they are. They're not. And I know that might hurt to hear, but it shouldn't. It should feel totally liberating. And I wish I'd known that when I graduated, because I thought everyone was paying so much attention to me. And the truth is, no one cares. So go out there and make mistakes. Try things. Date inappropriate people, but do not marry them. Try a job that you might hate because you might end up loving it. And of course, you should go out there and be the best version of you, but also know that you are always going to be your worst critic. And you shouldn't be, because you are amazing. Go read that post-it. You're amazing. Read the post-it, pat yourself on the back, and then go out into the world and kick some fucking ass.
You can find the collection of incredible commencement addresses from all your favorite speakers at the Commencement Podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.